Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. John Kerry meets with Russia's president. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he had frank talks about Ukraine, Syria, and Iran with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday. Speaking at a joint news conference in Sochi with his counterpart Sergei Lavrov, the top U.S. diplomat said the talks come in the midst of a challenging time. A strong earthquake struck Nepal Tuesday, killing at least 41 people. Nepal's home ministry reported more than 1,100 injured. The U.S. Geological Survey said the 7.3 magnitude quake was centered about 80 kilometers east of the capital Kathmandu. Jasmine Shakya is a quake survivor.
I felt really scared this time. After so many days, I didn't felt there was an earthquake of like 4 to 5, but I didn't actually felt it. So this time it was very big.
The government and aid agencies have been working to provide food, water, and shelter in Nepal. U.S. officials say a U.S. Marine Corps helicopter disappeared in Nepal, that coming during relief efforts following the earthquake. A demonstrator was killed Tuesday when Burundi police opened fire on protesters in Bujumbura. More than a dozen people have been killed in the often violent protests over President Pierre Nkurunziza's plans to run for a third term in office. The United Nations has made an appeal to governments in Southeast Asia to increase search and rescue efforts for thousands of migrants and refugees believed to be stranded on smugglers' boats between Adama Sea and the Straits of Malacca. On Monday, Indonesia's Navy intercepted another boat full of migrants and refugees from Myanmar and Bangladesh off the coast of North Aceh.